with I Like to Rock, right here on South Kootenai Radio. Fun sucker. South Kootenai Radio is not for you.
Oh,
Okay, Stevie Ray Vaughan and Double Trouble there from the Live Alive album in 1986. All right, you're listening to South Kootenai Radio. It is 13 degrees out, and it's time for This Day in Canadian History. And off the top here today, we've got a story from Halifax from 1912, and that's when Thomas Wilby and Jack Haney start the first cross-Canada motor trip in an REO special to establish the All Red Route. Their trip takes 52 days to Victoria, B.C. Wilby is an English journalist, and Haney is an REO motor car company mechanic driver. Wow, what's with the spinning tires out there on the street this morning? Okay, 1841, out of Colburgh, Ontario, Egerton Ryerson is appointed the first president of the newly incorporated Victoria College, a Methodist institution formerly called Upper Canada Academy. It's a degree-granting institution. And in 1793, out of Toronto, John Graves Simcoe is named the capital of the new province of Upper Canada. Oh, Toronto is, yeah. And, they called it York back then, after the Duke of York. And it was renamed Toronto, an Iroquois name meaning place of meeting, or center of the universe. Yeah. And that's when the city had a population of 9,000 people. Let's see a couple of Canadian birthdays here today. Brian Peckford, Premier of Newfoundland, born on this day in 1942 in Whitburn, Newfoundland, first elected to the House of Assembly in 1972. Peckford served as Minister of Mines and Energy and established the regime for oil exploration off on the Grand Banks. In March 1979, he replaced Frank Morris as Premier and won the election of 1982 on a Resources for Newfoundlanders platform. He was re-elected in 1985 and reassigned to go into private business in 1989. What else do we have here? Oh, I'm sure Pete's going to be extremely excited about this one. Alex Lifeson, heavy metal singer, guitarist, songwriter for the group Rush, born on this day in 1953, doesn't say where, I'm assuming Toronto, and albums include by Thor and the Snow Dog, The Fountain of Lamneth. Let's not worry about all the album titles, shall we? I only have one in my collection. But anyways, seeing how it's Alex's birthday here today, and I don't have any more real good Canadian history, I'm going to play a song by Rush. And of course, this one's going out to Pete.
Mind is not for rent, but put them down to say again. gets high on you. And the space he invades, he gets by on you.
Rush there with Tom Sawyer from 1981, and of course today is Alex Lifeson's birthday. How old is he anyways? Where is it here? Oh, born in 1953. Oh, look at that. A senior citizen today. How does it feel, Alex? All right, let's continue on with some Red Hot Chili Peppers, followed up with some Fistful of Murphy to bring us to, or Mercy to finish off the first half hour of the show.
We're back to get it on the go. Hey now, You're listening to South Kootenai Radio.
Ben Harper and Danny Harrison. Let's see, the name of that band is called Fistful of Mercy, and that's a song, Father's Son. That one came out in 2010. Anyway, that one's going out to Kelly. Apparently she's a big Ben Harper fan. All right. It is time for the news, and we've got Joe standing by here for a short 4-minute, 30-second update, and we'll be back with some more awesome tunes on the second half hour right here on South Kootenai Radio.
It is August 27th, and this is CBC News. I'm Joe Cummings. The international community continues to develop its response to the mounting crisis in Syria, with every indication suggesting that the Syrian regime did use chemical weapons last week. The British government is drafting a contingency plan that involves a military strike. And as we hear now from the CBC's Breyer Stewart, there is similar rhetoric coming now from the White House.
Secretary of State John Kerry says that the United States has information surrounding last week's attack and that the intelligence report will be released soon. But there are reports this morning that any kind of military action taken by the U.S. would be limited, designed to punish Syria, but without getting the country too deeply involved. Officials are now in talks with key allies, including Israel and Australia's Prime Minister, Kevin Rudd, who this morning told reporters that the world cannot turn a blind eye to what's happened.
How do you send a message to every autocracy in the world contemplating the future use of chemical weapons in certain circumstances in the future?
The United States has said that it would only act in conjunction with the international community, but a mandate from the UN Security Council is highly doubtful. Russia, a strong ally of Syria, has repeatedly warned against any U.S. intervention. Breyer Stewart, CBC News, Washington.
American Defense Secretary Chuck Hagel says U.S. forces are ready to act on any order by President Obama to strike Syria. The U.S. Navy has four destroyers in the eastern Mediterranean Sea within range of targets inside the Syrian border. The U.S. also has warplanes in the region. There are reports that the Taliban in Afghanistan has executed 12 employees of the Afghan government. The Taliban is believed to be targeting civilian employees of the Hamid Karzai government, raising concerns about the prospects for peace in the country after most foreign troops pull out next year. It's election day today in the Northern Ontario Cree community of Attawapiskat, where Teresa Spence is seeking another three-year term as chief. Spence made headlines across the country this past winter for her six-week hunger strike to draw attention to her community's housing crisis. Here's the CBC's Eric White.
Bruce Shashish sits in a tent while a goose roasts on an open fire. This canvas in plywood structure is much like the one some people in this James Bay community were living in, which inspired Spence's hunger strike. Shashish, who is hoping Attawapiskat elects him as the new chief today, says looking around the community, the hunger strike didn't change anything.
I don't think so. No. Sorry to say. Yeah, where's the housing? Where's the results?
Christine Katakwapit is a band counselor and filled in for Spence as chief during the hunger strike. She now wants the job permanently. Katakwapit says Spence should have consulted her people before starting off on the high-profile protest. Spence says she has heard different opinions about her hunger strike from voters, but believes it did open the eyes of the federal government to her community's plight. She says she plans to build on that progress if she's still in the chief's office by the end of voting today. Eric White, CBC News, Attawapiskat.
The Federal Liberal Party opens its annual summer conference today in Prince Edward Island. Leader Justin Trudeau arrives this afternoon and will be joined by the party's 33 senators and 34 MPs. It's a three-day session designed to lay out party strategy ahead of the opening of a new session of Parliament. As the summer of 2013 winds down, one of the country's national weather forecasters is weighing in on how the fall is shaping up. The Weather Network is predicting that most of the country will get a typical autumn with extended stretches of fair weather alongside extended periods of rain. But as this year's Atlantic hurricane season peaks next month, the network is expecting to see more short-term storms than usual across most of the Canadian East Coast. And that is the CBC News. We broadcast live and podcast at our website, that's cbcnews.ca. I'm Joe Cummings.
All right, thanks a lot, Joe, for that news update, and welcome back, everybody, especially all you hard-working types over there at Quick X. Yes, many of the tunes here that we are playing today has been the suggestion from the staff over at Quick X. They said they were having a bit of a tough day and they needed to rock. They needed some good music. So I said, give me some suggestions, and they threw a bunch of songs at me, and this is one of them, Good Times by Tom Cochran and Red Rider, right here on South Kootenai Radio. Thank you.
the tune that's playing. And Joan went east, and she went west.
There's our theme music for This Day in Rock and Roll History, Link Wray, Rumble. All right, August the 27th, we have a couple of birthdays here today. 1944, Tim Bogert was born the bass player for Vanilla Fudge and their big song, You Keep Me Hanging On. And as mentioned, in This Day in Canadian History, we have Alex Lifeson, born on this day in 1953, heavy metal singer, guitar, songwriter of the group Rush. Right, the useless trivia throughout the years. On August the 27th, we're going to start in 1966. And that's when the Association's Cherish is released in the U.S., where it will reach number one a month later. Although the song is actually longer, the label showed the running time to be exactly 3 minutes to keep radio programmers from dismissing the record as being too long. Also in 1966, Bobby Hebb saw his own composition, Sunny, become the best-selling single in America when it reached the top of the Cashbox chart. The tune has been covered by dozens of other artists, but none achieved the success of the original. 1967, the Beatles' manager, Brian Epstein, was found dead in his apartment of a drug overdose. Just a few weeks shy of his 33rd birthday, Epstein is remembered as being the man who took the Beatles from being a rough-looking club act to the most successful band in the world. 1982, Led Zeppelin, the lead vocalist Robert Plant's solo LP, Pictures at 11, his first recorded work since the group disbanded in the wake of the death of drummer John Bonham. And he was awarded a gold record for that album. 4 days before the official release in 1987, Michael Jackson's new album, Bad, is previewed by an LA radio station. Advance orders have already topped 2.2 million. And in 1990, guitarist Stevie Ray Vaughan was killed in a helicopter crash in Alpine Valley, Wisconsin, when the chopper hit a man-made ski slope while trying to navigate through dense fog. 3 members of Eric Clapton's entourage were also killed. And in 1992, John Lennon's handwritten lyrics, A Day in a Life, sell at an auction for $1.2 million, a bid that far exceeded the initial $500,000 to $700,000 pre-auction estimate. The lyrics, complete with spelling mistakes and words crossed out, narrowly missed becoming the highest-priced Beatle lyric sheet to sell at an auction. In 2005, the hand-penned words, All You Need Is Love, sold for $1.25 million. All right, Alex Lifeson's birthday today, huh? Let's play something off of their very first album, Working Man, right here on South Kootenai Radio.
I'm broken. When the rain stops falling down, I'll be waiting for you. I've got a taste of springtime on your lips. I saw the sunlight in your eyes.
weekend. I saw a ton of bricks that hit me in the head. And watch you do the little baby, I ain't over it yet. Every time I see you make me feel so fine. Heart beating crazy, my blood running wild. Love it make me feel like a mighty, mighty man. Love me, baby, I ain't all your mind. I'm a love-struck baby. Yeah, I'm a love-struck baby. You got me love-struck baby.
Get Pete out of the gate here in a second, but yeah, we just finished up Rock History there with Stevie Ray Vaughan and Double Trouble. Love Struck Baby. It was on this day back in 1990 that Stevie Ray was killed in a helicopter crash after a concert featuring Eric Clapton as well. What else did we have? Before that, we played a little Robert Plant, Like I've Never Been Gone. A bit of a honor to be playing here on the morning show, but I had to play something from that album. And we started things off with Rush, Working Man. Alex Lifeson, turning 60 years old today. Yeah, Working Man. That's from their very first album. What year did that come out? It's the only Rush album I ever got. It came out in 74, that's right. I've seen them twice that year in concert in Kingston, Ontario. Yeah, at the little community arena they have there. All right, stay tuned again tomorrow at about 8:15. We'll have another installment of This Day in Rock and Roll History for you. But first, a quick look at the weather across the country. Currently in the Crescent Valley, 15 degrees, blue skies, calm winds, and going up to 25 today. Over in Vancouver, it's currently 18 degrees and cloudy. Calgary is 16 and sunny. Winnipeg, cloudy and 25. Toronto, mix of sun and cloud, 25. Halifax, mix of sun and cloud and 23. And a mix of sun and cloud in St. John's, Newfoundland at 22 degrees. All right. The cat's out of the bag. You know that Pete Townsend is coming up. Something from his White City album of 1985, and this song is called Secondhand Love, right here on South Kootenai Radio.
Now you went out. still selling your smile.
To tell us what to do. The office, the girls and I listen to South Kootenai Radio.
Well,
There you go, Warren Zeev on there. A live cut with Werewolves of London. Of course, another tune going out to all the workers there at QuickX. They've been providing the song titles for this morning's show, so you got them to thank. Anyways, it is a quarter to the hour. It's time for our artist highlight, which is brought to you by Bedazzled, located at 1217 Canyon Street in downtown Creston. I wonder how that new name change is going on. I know they had some sort of a contest going on. I might have to contact Kevin here to find out what's going on, what the latest is on that. But anyways, today, because Stevie Ray Vaughan was killed in that plane crash in 1990, I've decided to play a few Stevie Ray Vaughan tunes today. And born and raised in Dallas, Texas, Stevie began playing guitar as a child, inspired by his older brother Jimmy. When he was in junior high school, he began playing in a number of garage bands, which occasionally landed gigs in local nightclubs. And by the time he was 17, he dropped out of high school to concentrate on playing music. Vaughan's first real band was the Cobras, who played clubs and bars in Austin during the mid-70s. Following that group's demise, he formed Triple Threat in 1975. And Triple Threat also featured bassist Jackie Newhouse, drummer Chris Layton, and vocalist Luann Barton. And after a few years of playing Texas bars and clubs, Barton left the band in 78, and the group decided to continue performing under the name Double Trouble, which was inspired by Otis Rush's song of the same name. Vaughan became the band's lead singer. Anyways, let's get moving on. We've got a song here by off the Instep album that came out in 1989. The name of the song is called Crossfire.
Day by day, night after night,
All right, Stevie Ray Vaughan. And some Double Trouble there. Stevie, our artist highlight today, brought to you by Bedazzled, located at 1217 Canyon Street in downtown Creston. And we heard Change It, Rude Mood, Honeybee, and we started things off with Crossfire. And after the news update here, I'll play a real nice tune. Actually, it really shows off Stevie's guitar talent. It's a 9-minute song called Riviera Paradise, so stay tuned for that one right after the news update. So have a great day, everyone, and we'll catch you tomorrow morning, or don't be afraid. Stay tuned in for the rest of the day if you like. We got tunes going 24/7 here.
It is August 27th, and this is CBC News. I'm Joe Cummings. From every indication, it appears the United States and Britain are moving closer to taking military action against Syria.
You're listening to South Kootenai Radio.